2.15.
No!
Peter shouted. The windshield cracked and popped out as the fire engine hit the floor, broken. Peter hadn't even played with it once, and his second-best Christmas present was broken. Later, when Mommy came into the living room, she didn't thank Peter for picking up all the wrapping paper. Instead, she scooped up little brother and turned him on again. He trembled and screeched louder than ever.
My God, how long has he been off?
Peter's mother demanded.
I don't like him. Peter, it scares him. Listen to him. I hate him. Take him back. You are not to turn him off again, ever. He's mine,
Peter shouted.
He's mine, and I can do what I want with him. He broke my fire engine.
He's a baby.
He's stupid. I hate him. Take him back. You are going to learn to be nice with him. I'll turn him off if you don't take him back. I'll turn him off and hide him someplace where you can't find him. Peter,
Mommy said, and she was angry. She was angrier than he'd ever seen her before. She put little brother down and took a step toward Peter. She would punish him. Peter didn't care. He was angry, too.
I'll do it, he yelled. I'll turn him off and hide him someplace dark. You'll do no such thing,
Mommy said. She grabbed his arm and spun him around. The spanking would come next. But it didn't. Instead, he felt her fingers searching for something at the back of his neck.